This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Life is significant, and there is no purpose in it. It is a purposeless significance, like a song or a dance, like a flower. For no purpose at all, it is flowering. For nobody special, it is flowering. Even if nobody passes by the road, the flower will flower. The fragrance will spread into the winds. Even if nobody ever comes to smell it, it is irrelevant. The very flowering is the significance, not any purpose. But you have been taught that you are ordinary. Become great poets, become great painters, become great leaders of men, great politicians, become great saints. As you are, all the religions condemn you. You are nothing, a worm on the earth. Become something, prove that you are something before God, as if to prove your mettle. But I tell you that this is absolutely absurd. These religions have been talking irreligion. There is no need for you to prove anything. The very phenomenon that God has produced you is enough. You are accepted. God has mothered you. It is enough. What more can you prove? You need not be great painters. You need not be great leaders. You need not be great saints. There is no need to be great, because you are already great. This is my emphasis. You are already that which you ought to be. You may not have realized it. That I know. You may not have encountered your own reality. That I know. You may not have looked within yourself and seen the Emperor within. That I know. You may be thinking that you are a beggar and trying to be an emperor. But as I see you, you are already the Emperor. There is no need to postpone celebration. Immediately, right this moment, you can celebrate. Nothing else is needed. To celebrate, life is needed, and life you have. To celebrate, being is needed, and being you have. To celebrate, trees and birds and stars are needed, and they are there. What else do you need? Something has gone wrong. Something frustrates within you. You cannot dance. You cannot sing. Something withholds. You live a crippled life. It has never been meant for you to be crippled. But you live a crippled life. You live a paralyzed life. And you go on thinking that, being ordinary, how can you celebrate? There is nothing special in you. But who told you that to celebrate something special is needed? In fact, the more you are after the special, the more and more it will become difficult for you to dance. Be ordinary. Nothing is wrong with ordinariness, because in your very ordinariness, you are extraordinary. Don't bother about the conditions to decide when you will celebrate. If you bother about fulfilling certain conditions, do you think that then you will celebrate? You will never celebrate. You will die a beggar. Why not right now? What are you lacking? This is my observation. If you can start right now, suddenly the energy is flowing. And the more you dance, the more it is flowing, the more capable you become. The ego needs conditions to be fulfilled, not life. Birds can sing and dance, ordinary birds. Have you ever seen any extraordinary birds singing and dancing? Do they ask that first they have to be a Ravi Shankar or a Yehudi Menuhin? Do they ask that first they have to be great singers and go to colleges of music to learn? And then they will sing? They simply dance and simply sing. No training is needed. Man is born with the capacity to celebrate. When even birds can celebrate, why not you?